So one problem is that when Alice shouts out her public key and says, I'm Alice over here and here's my public key, Bob, you give me your public key and we'll do our little computing thing and then I'll send you this, my credit card number, and you'll send me, or I'll send you my bank account number and you'll enable me to transfer funds from one account to another. That's a better example here. How does Bob know that Alice is Alice rather than just Eve? I mean, Alice could be anybody. She's never met Alice. It's just somebody claiming to be Alice. How do we know that Alice's public key actually belongs to Alice, the actual person? So this is a... on the other side of it, if Alice is the customer paying Amazon, how does she know that the person from whom she's receiving a public key is really Amazon rather than Eve, and she's actually sending money to Eve instead of to Amazon? So this is a problem that solved actually has to have a social solution at some level, particularly for parties that get lots of money, like banks and American Express and so on. There actually has to be some social structure where Amazon has a certification of their public key, that somebody in society has to validate, certify, that the public key, that this really is Amazon's public key or Bank of America's public key, rather than that of some imposter. So these are called, this is the authentication problem. And, the biggest certificate producing company is VeriSign. So if you go to the VeriSign, you've seen that little VeriSign logo up there. You can buy certificates. And, if you pay them a little bit of money, they'll give you one kind of certificate. If you pay them a lot of money, they'll make you actually to come in and present yourself physically to them before they'll certify that the public key that you have is really, that you're really the person that claims to have the public key you have. Right? So I don't want to spend, a lot of time on that, but there is this other interesting subject. This actually came out of an MIT undergraduate thesis a few years ago. This all developed rather very quickly over the last 15 years. Okay, the other problem is, how does Bob know when he gets a message that it wasn't altered en route? And this is separate from the encryption problem of keeping the message secret en route. But even there are situations where you want to send a message which you don't even want to be secret. You want it to be public. And the problem is not keeping it secret, therefore, but A, making sure that the person who receives it can be confident that it wasn't altered en route, and also can be confident that that it's really kind of a signed document, right? It's actually got it was really identical to the thing that was sent and wasn't. So I mean, a good example would be, Mayor Menino tells everyone to evacuate the city. Or he declares a snow emergency or something like that. Okay, Mayor Menino or Governor Patrick declares a snow emergency. And it turns up in your mailbox. And this was not an encrypted message, because the whole point of a snow emergency declaration is to make sure, everybody can read it. But how do you know that it wasn't captured halfway through the internet and altered from what it used to say to saying that it's a snow emergency? So that's the integrity problem. And then the other problem is is the non-repudiation problem, where two parties are communicating and they both have an interest, or someone has an interest, in making sure that, you know, Alice can't deny that she sent the message and Bob can't deny that he received the message. So this is, you know, these are all digital signature problems. And, you know, this is sort of the one slide stolen from Wikipedia, you know, explanation of how digital signatures work. You know, you got some data. No, assume it's not encrypted data. This is now not a, okay? And you've got the right certification. This is the certificate that's issued by the certification authority. And you transform the data. This hash is a sort of way of compressing the data, taking a fingerprint of the data somehow. It's something you draw. It's a smaller file that's derived from the data itself. There's an encryption method which is related to, it's not exactly the same as this Diffie-Hellman protocol that we've talked about. Diffie-Hellman actually mentioned the possibility of digital signatures in their original paper, but they didn't have a workable method of implementing it, but those have been discovered since. You've got the person who signs it has a private key and a public key, but they're used differently now. The private key is actually used to encrypt the hash. You can even just think of it as encrypting the original file if you want. Encrypts some data that's derived from the original file. And this is now indecipherable, except by having possession of the signer's public key. So they take the document with its certificate and the encrypted hash, just put them two of them side by side and put them in the mail, and they go off and send it through the internet. So that's this. This is the digitally signed data. This thing is the digital signature. And when it's received at the other end, you just take the file apart, you do one thing with the certificate, you take the data, which was unencrypted, it just arrived here, you do this same calculation again, compute this calculation, hashing that calculation, hashing the file. So you now get something that should be identical to this. And then you do the decryption of the signature as it was received, and you compare these two and make sure they're the same. And the only way that they're going to match is if they were put in identically, and if the key with which it was encrypted was really the private key of the guy who sent it. Because this is no other way to produce. It's one of these one-way calculation things. There's no way anybody else could have taken this hash if they had intercepted this document along the way and produced the digitally encrypted version of it, except by knowing the private key of the person who sent it. Okay, so this is a system that enables the recipient to be confident that the unencrypted document that they received is actually a true copy of what was sent. So that's the point for the moment is just to say that, you know, this public key cryptography thing changed not only secrecy but changed all of these other things. It's now possible to validate that a person who claims to have sent a document in fact sent it. Possible to validate the person who received the document really received it. You can have encryption systems that expire at a certain moment in time so that the data becomes unreadable after a certain point in time, or doesn't become readable until a certain point in time has passed, where there's a clock time that's encrypted into the into the key, and all kinds of variations on this.